Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
And now,
right now,
Don Lemon,
I would like to talk to you.
There's an added burden on being an African-American that comes from your own community.
From my New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. At last week's Democratic Convention, Khazir Khan gave a moving tribute to his son, who lost his life in 2004 in Iraq, serving this country. During that same speech, Mr. Khan also had some very harsh words for the Republican nominee, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, you're asking Americans to trust you with their future. Let me ask you, have you even read the United States Constitution?
Rousing applause, and then he went on to offer his own pocket-sized constitution to Donald Trump. He took it from his inside coat pocket. He says he carries it around all the time. Donald Trump responded by saying that Ghazala Khan, who is the wife and the mother of the dead war hero, was not, quote, allowed to speak during the Democratic Convention, implying that her religion, Islam, prevented her from doing so. In a TV interview, Khazir Khan later said his wife didn't speak because it was just too painful.
Second
as
thing
is usually the case
I
with
am
Trump.
I'm saddened to see the level of lack of empathy for the people that this candidate wishes to lead. And it is that without that empathy, without that moral compass, we have seen leaders in the history that have come to power with no empathy for the people and no moral compass. And history does not look at them kindly. And my country, my nation deserves better.
That was him last night on my show talking to me, saying he didn't want to address Trump personally, but he was just offering advice to Trump and his supporters. He says, I don't think he'll take my advice, but let me offer. Here's what Donald Trump said about him in a tweet. In a TV interview, Khan and his wife spoke out about it being too painful. Donald Trump responded by saying, Mr. Khan, who does not know me, viciously attacked me from the stage of the DNC and is now all over TV doing the same. Nice! Exclamation point. Another tweet read, this story is not about Mr. Khan, who is all over the place doing interviews, but radical Islamic terrorism and the U.S. Get smart, he said. Despite all of that, what you may fear in the end, he believes that the people of America will vote their conscience and elect a uniter, Mr. Khan said, instead of a divider.
I hope so.
Some conservatives and Trump supporters have tried to paint Mr. Khan and his wife as political operatives. He told me nothing is further from the truth. He said sometimes he's voted Republican in the past. Sometimes he's voted Democrat. He's not even registered as a Democrat or Republican. He said he's an independent. Most Republican leaders, however, have denounced Trump's criticism of the Khan family, John McCain among them. He's a POW. In recent days, he said Donald Trump disparaged a fallen soldier's parents. He has suggested that that the likes of their son should not be allowed in the United States, to say nothing of entering its service. I cannot emphasize enough how deeply I disagree with Mr. Trump's statement. I hope America understands that the remarks do not represent the views of the Republican Party and its officers and candidates. And then he went on to say, just because he's a nominee, it doesn't give him unfettered license to defame those who are the best among us. Other people are denouncing the comments as well as the Speaker of the House. They all stop short, though, of renouncing their support for Donald Trump as a candidate.
Okay.
Something Khan has told them that he wishes they would do.
Mm-hmm. So the question is has he stepped into something
he won't be able to get out of? I think he can get out of it, but I think it's going to damage him. I think it's going to show in the polls. There's some people and some things you just don't go there. And you don't go there with what they call
soldier,
the gold star family. And I think it's showing.
Don, you have been in contact with Donald Trump more than anyone I know, and having interviewed him, what would you say, a dozen times now?
I think about eight or nine times.
Okay, so this you think is the moment? Because every time we think it's the moment that he's going to be damaged by this, the people explain it away, and then something else happens.
You can't explain this away. As I said, I don't think it's totally going to knock him out of competition because he has such ardent supporters, people who just want change for change purposes, who say they don't care what he says, even if they know he's not telling the truth. They hate Hillary Clinton that much. And they also hate the current president as well. So that's enough for them. But among independents and people who have not decided on their vote, I think it will make a difference. And that's where the election will be won and lost with those people. At right now, demographically, Donald Trump is going to have a very hard time winning this election because he doesn't have the support of minorities in this country, which are quickly becoming a majority. He doesn't have that support. That's what won it for Barack Obama in 2008 and in 2012. The only way Hillary Clinton loses is if the people, those enthusiastic voters who went out for Obama in those two elections, don't go out for her. That could be a problem for her.
Hey, Sib, what do your wife friends say when you bring up the speech that the they made?
They are very, very in simpatico with the Khan family.
What is that?
And they believe that that Donald Trump has said the wrong thing, but
they still support it.
Like Don says, they are not willing to step away because of the feelings of hatred that they have for Hillary Clinton.
And what about your white friends who support Donald Trump, Don?
I don't talk to them.
y'all broke up, huh?
No. Listen, hey, John, I had to break up with some friends from both sides just because it's too crazy. I don't want to talk about it when I'm off, right? So I didn't break up for that reason. Listen, you can support who you want. I don't care. But I just think this one is just
beyond.
You don't
bring it up.
But go ahead. What were you saying, Jay?
But, you know, people on the other side, Don, on the more liberal side, they don't seem as just aggressive as the Donald Trump people.
They're not because Hillary has a trust problem and they realize it. And so that, you know, that's sort of their Achilles heel, and it's hers as well. So they don't say as much because all you have to do is say, I can't trust her. And you're like, well, but no, they're not as radical.
Mm-mm.
As they say, not as, no. You know, they just don't.
The passion
is not there. Ooh. And that passion, that same thing, because the passion was there. If you said something about a passionate voter for Barack Obama in any of those elections, they would tell you, what?
Right.
Your mama. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
I'm voting for Barack. I know. I can't stand McCain. I can't stand Romney.
It's just not there.
It's not there.
Hmm. Okay. Interesting. Well, if this doesn't stick, he's going to say something else between now and whenever.
You think so?
He might do it. He might be doing it right now as we speak.
Exactly. My favorite thing is watching the surrogates do backflips to try to explain it.
Oh, my gosh.
You should hear what they tell me in the commercial break. They're like, I don't even know how to explain that.